Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You take it away. We got some Adam Silver stuff to say, but this is you. Put out the gauntlet for me. Put out the Well, I'm going to watch it because it's my job, but put out the gauntlet for everybody.
Well, I'm excited about the NBA Finals. I think you have two great stories in these teams. It's not the same old with the NBA, which had a lot of people, quite frankly, for years, a lot of people said the NBA way too predictable. We know who's going to be in the finals. There's only four teams, if that, that can win a championship every year. And now what the Pacers have done, and their style is fun to watch. Like, what is not fun about watching an NBA team? I've never seen an NBA team my whole life that pressed for an entire game, even after makes. I've just never seen that. So the Pacers are this really unique team. Cavs fans got to see them firsthand about the way they play basketball. They have a budding superstar in Tyrese Halliburton that doesn't need to score 30 every time. In fact, I don't even know if he could, if he wanted to. But he does it passing the basketball. That is so different to watch for an NBA superstar that is also good enough to get a team to the finals. Like, we've seen Steve Nash was a pass-first guy. I guess Jason Kidd was a pass-first guy, and he was able to get to the finals. But that Halliburton is this kind of new type of superstar that also knows how to play to the cameras, right? So yes. There's personality there. On the other end, you have a team that you guys want to talk about teams that don't care in the regular season. Like, holy cow, Oklahoma City cared this regular season. And they even were able to overcome some big men injuries to be able to still win 66 games. Who knows how many they could have won? And by the numbers, this team is right up there with the all-time great teams that have ever played, including the Bulls of the 90s, and also the Kevin Durant and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green Golden State Warriors. And they play defense. It feels like they've hoarded all the great defensive players in the league. So you can't say they don't play defense. They're physical. They get after it. So just stylistically, I am sucked into that, and I'm curious why other fans that have had all these bad things to say about the NBA over the years, why they wouldn't wrap their arms around this pairing for the NBA Finals.
Nathan says he likes Donovan. He doesn't care about Oklahoma like everyone in the country that's not in Oklahoma.
So, okay, I mean, that's what you just want to see Los Angeles and Boston every year? You want to see the Knicks?
That's his answer, not every mine. Year?
I mean, that was not one of the criticisms forever that the NBA caters to the big markets?
Yes.
So finally, the NBA didn't cater. In fact, they changed their whole system to not allow the big markets that could just lure the free agents in. And seems like that fan would rather go back to the other way?
Adam Silver even spoke about that. This is him on Fox Sports 1 just yesterday.
That's one thing I really admire about the NFL. I mean, if we were going into a Super Bowl and it was Packers against Steelers, you guys would be celebrating that. Those would be storied franchises. People wouldn't be talking about markets. You know, the fact that Pittsburgh is a small market. So in fact, you know, I'm happy whatever team ends up in the finals, but it's been intentional from our standpoint to create a system, a collective bargaining agreement that allows more teams to compete. And people are accustomed to tuning into the finals because it's the two teams that deserve to be right there, and it's the best basketball.
Audio courtesy of FS1. I think he's right about that. I do think that when it comes to ratings and things like that, I think that the media makes a bigger deal than what the fans do.
Why isn't the NBA getting credit for this? The way he's right. The NFL gets credit
because
for the
fact like that
any market, you guys don't seem to care. In fact, you champion when it's different types of markets that can get into the Super Bowl.
I think it has to do with still you are looking for individuals that provide some sort of bite, whether it be emotionally, whether it be stylistically. And I think there's different styles there. I think that what gets the general population going is Tyrese Halliburton a villain? Is he really a villain to the rest of the country because of him and his dad and his choke sign and things like that? I don't know if he is yet. I think that they can make a big deal of that starting tonight.
That's his first time on the biggest stage. He had been to the Eastern Conference Finals last year.
Is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander the face of the league? How many people would know who Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is if he got off a plane in Cleveland? You know, how many people would understand that? Because everybody would know who LeBron James to Magic Johnson is and everybody else. Doesn't matter about that. So I do think that they are struggling to find the face of their league and to figure out who's going to be the next torchbearer, because leagues are all ran on stars. No matter what we want to say about teams, the NFL, they do a great job protecting the shield with teams, but it's still based on stars. They just make sure you play for the teams that basically they want you to play for in so many ways, where Patrick Mahomes will probably stay with the Kansas City Chiefs his entire career, or at least as long as he's useful. And he is the face of the league in so many ways. Aaron Judge plays in New York. Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, we've been through that a million times.
Patrick Mahomes was not a star coming into the NFL. And in fact, he famously didn't play that first year. So how did he become a star?
Well, you still had Tom Brady.
He started performing on big stages.
Yes.
Okay, well, this is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Isn't this exactly how he becomes a star? I know he's Canadian.
You're right.
But this, if he has, look, guys, he just won the NBA Finals. I mean, he just won the NBA MVP, and I thought it was a pretty easy decision.
It could be the start. It could. Now, I'll tell you another. I'll give you my reasons why I'm going to watch. I know that's not what you want. You want to fight. You want to be able to knock some people down on why they're not going to watch the NBA Finals tonight. 216-474-0092.
Look, if you just don't like basketball, fine. I mean, there's very few people that don't like football, but you know, there are categories of people that just don't like college football. They just don't like any sports outside of, you know, whatever their top sport is. I'm sure there are some diehard baseball fans that are like, actually, I'm not into the NFL all that much.
Well, my legit reasons, other than I'm supposed to watch it, I want to see what separates, comparing Cleveland to these teams, this is a series that Cleveland should be close to. I thought that this was a team, and so many other people thought that the Cavs were going to the finals this year. I thought they could have gotten over Boston. Many people made that argument earlier this year, and then it ended up not even being them or Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals. I want to see what stylistically we can do. Can you go out? I want to know, you know what, damn it, I want to know if fit is more important now that you have Donovan Mitchell. I know I keep bringing this up. I really want to know. I got to have it pounded into my head that it's okay to let go of Darius Garland or Jared Allen, that things are going to be fine with the players that you were to bring in if you were to make a move this offseason. I have to have that proven to me by Indiana, or by Oklahoma City later on tonight and throughout this series, whether it be five games, six games, whatever. I have to have that proven to me. Because I'll tell you what, I might make the argument the entire offseason or the two-week window that we'll probably have to actually make a trade. I got to have it proven to me, because if Oklahoma City wins it, I'm going to still say, well, that's the MVP playing for the best player playing on the best team. How many guys actually, quote-unquote, fit? And I know some of the answers you're going to bring up, but I have to watch this because I want to see where the Cavaliers match up with these guys. If I just see a wrestling match and guys are suplexing each other, I'm going to go, yeah, you know what? These are great styled basketball players, and also the Cavs aren't tough enough to do it. Like, I'm already thinking of the reasons that are there. Or, damn it, I might watch this and go, you know what? We're not that far away with how we are.
Well, you said something interesting about Shai Gilgeous. You're like, if he stepped off the plane in Cleveland, does the average person know who he is? When Donovan Mitchell is like a superstar, right? Donovan Mitchell, we all agree, is a superstar. But Shai Gilgeous has been better than Donovan Mitchell. In fact, he's been better for, I'd say, probably 3 years he's been better than Donovan Mitchell.
It's a hell of a point. But and maybe this is his time to be. Like, it's not where he'll never be the face of the league. Maybe this is his time to be the face of the league. I do believe, and we've talked about this as well, 7 champions in 7 years, I don't know if that's the very best thing for the league. I think that people do want something that's repeatable because they want some dominance there. Nikola Jokic, great player. They've won one. You want dominance. Mahomes, ultimate team game. There's dominance there. The Dodgers, I think they're about to become a real dominant franchise. And then you have the face, one of the two faces of the league in Shohei Ohtani playing for the dominant franchise. You want somebody you can go after.
So that's why I'm so fascinated. I think that's what Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, was kind of alluding to. Like it seems like people want it both ways. They want parity. NFL has it, but they want the dominance. Okay, well, the NBA had the dominance, and people didn't seem to really care all that much at the end.
Matt on the road, you're first up with the fan. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Not terrible. Go ahead.
So I think the problem, so obviously, you know, I think, you know, in Cleveland here, we have the constant inferiority complex. So, and you know, I'm admittedly one of these too. So, you know, when the ALCS is going and you have people like Jeff Passan is basically already touting a Ohtani and Judge World Series before game one's even started, you know, of course we're going to be a little miffed about that. But I think where, like, the NFL and you guys are going to laugh at me because I know it's not a big NHL city, but the NHL does it better is that, like, they tend to, you know, focus on more of these small market teams. Like you know, the NFL, like Pittsburgh, I don't know if San Francisco technically is considered a big market, but, you know, they've been, you know, they've had dominant stretches. Almost every team every year feels like they have a chance. The NBA for years, it's kind of been like, well, if you're not New York, or, I mean, not even New York, because the Knicks have been so dysfunctional, but, you know, some hot market like L.A. or Miami, you know, it's, you know, sucks to suck. You're a small market. You better not get comfortable with your stars. Same thing with MLB. At least with, like, the NFL and NHL, you know, you have these cores to build around for a while. And,
well, that might be
rivalries to build. And, oh, I'm sorry.
No, Matt, thank you very much for the call, though. Because you're hitting on something there. I think that might be one of the things that, with the second apron, it might be a little bit too strong in how they do it because you want to be able to keep a team for a while. Like the Celtics, we're already talking about breaking them up because of what the second apron does to them. The Cavaliers, your window is, I think, open for 2 more years, and there might be some people looking at it for maybe 1 more year. There's things that become difficult. So I think that people want dominance, and they want some dominance no matter where it's at in the country. They want some dominance to root for or root against. And you had that in Golden State. You had that I know they only won one, but you had that in the Eastern Conference with Cleveland. And you had two of the guys who were primary stars. I still think it's a league looking for stars. But that said, I'm watching for a real reason to compare the Cavs tonight and this entire series. And I'm also watching because I'm supposed to. Lima, what's the reason people don't want AI? Artificial intelligence.
Yeah, well, they're certainly worried about losing jobs, right?
Well, more on that coming up at 7:45. I hope you guys are happy. You're costing everybody a bunch of jobs. Hope you're thrilled taking food off their table. But what's the other reason about AI?
It's going to have so many people just sitting at home arguing over things like OTA video. OTA video of quarterbacks and documenting of their throws in each and every one of them.
I want people to just admit something, though, about that. So Mary Kay put out the video of Shedeur Sanders throwing what everybody thought was a touchdown pass. It was in the back of the end zone. She said the foot was on the line of Caden Davis's foot, who was the receiver at the time. And people were bickering back and forth. Can we just admit that this is fun? It's a hell of a lot more fun than anything. Can we just admit it that there's, have you or have you not just thought for a second, even the nastiest of you, the most cynical, the most bitter, the Drew Careys of Browns fans. Or boy, he's as ugly as it gets about the Browns, man. If you're even like Drew Carey, you're telling me, if you have any notion about the Browns, you haven't thought about it even at a stoplight while you're listening to the fan or something. Hey, what if Kenny Pickett does end up being good? You haven't thought about, hey, what if Dylan Gabriel, what if he is, what if that's finally our guy? You haven't thought for just a moment, even the most cynical, the most nasty of you, haven't been at a stoplight listening to one of these shows on the fan from 6 a.m. to 11 o'clock at night or whenever you're listening and thought, you know what? What if this Shedeur Sanders, what if these teams all got this guy wrong? What if he's our Tom Brady? We found him in just for a split second, and then the light turned green, and off you went back to hating him for all I know. You're telling me that this isn't fun? It's a quote-unquote circus. You don't want to be around it. It's typical Browns. They're going to mess this whole thing up. They may very well mess it up. I don't know how I feel about this in September, but I think I know how I feel about it in June, and it's refreshing.
Well, there hasn't really been a circus. I have to say, there really hasn't been a circus. I mean,
the
like,
circus is created by all of us, fans, much, media, everybody.
Well, how much national media has even been there? It's not what I thought it was going to be.
But there's been some ESPN folks.
This was not Johnny Manziel.
No.
Johnny Manziel had way more national media. No. And I would even say the Baker had a little bit more. I do think, as much as we talked about, this is the story of the summer, they're not sending the national media here like I thought we would to see Shador. That has not happened nearly like what I thought.
You will have your week during Hall of Fame week when the national media comes here when they go on their tour, and we are going to be reading a lot of Shador Sanders conversation then, and how good he looks or how bad he looks or whatever he may look. But I think you got to come out and admit you like the content. You're curious of the content. That's why I see people saying, this is ridiculous. We're breaking down OTAs. The fans are breaking down OTAs. Yeah, because before, there was no chance that you wanted to break down any OTAs. We were talking about Zip on a quarterback that I think a lot of us didn't really have a lot of faith in to begin with. This, dare to dream for a minute that any one of these three other guys, Joe, the reason I don't put Joe in that category is because Joe's 40 years old. We've already seen the best of Joe. But any one of these other three guys, you dare to dream for a minute. If there's been a set of years where quarterbacks from different walks of life, different backgrounds, different sizes and shapes and colors, if there's a year that any quarterbacks can be the next big thing, it's been these years. Offenses have changed. The way we think about offenses have changed. There is not any certain prototype anymore. And it leads us to kind of say a bunch of different crazy things that might not be true, and that might be upsetting and frustrating to some level. But man, I see the stuff about Shador Sanders. I'm like, man, this is fun. This is fun. People care about OTAs. They care about this football team. They care about the team getting better. You want to make the thing better. And again, in October, maybe it's all going to be some terrible suck-ass situation that no one wants to be a part of anymore. But looking at it right now, I'm having a lot of fun. Kimberly Martin is saying that there's some people in the building having some fun and that Shador Sanders can be the starting QB.
Listen, in that building, there are people who believe Shador can 100% be the starter of this football team. You said it's incumbent upon the Browns to put him in a situation. It's also incumbent upon Shador to do the work, which at talking to people in that building, they have said he is soaking up everything like a sponge in the QB rooms, talking to Flacco, wanting to learn. And also, let's not forget Dylan Gabriel. Spent a lot of time talking about Shador, but Dylan Gabriel is a guy who's drafted in the third. One source said to me, he is everything you want in a quarterback. He's just small. If he were a little taller, a lot of people would be looking at Dylan Gabriel a little differently. At least that's how they feel in their building. So they have a very interesting quarterback situation, and Shador has a path.
Audio courtesy ESPN. When it comes to Dylan Gabriel, you can't coach size, you can't coach him up, can't coach him to be taller. It is what it is in so many ways. It seemed that he struggled a little bit yesterday, and it's a bad day to struggle because the media is there and everybody's paying attention to it. So we'll talk more about Dylan Gabriel with Mary Kay coming up at 8:22. But with Shador, would you be surprised if he were your week one starter?
Yes. Yeah.
Would you be nervous if he were your week one starter?
Well, you know what? Boy, you said nervous. Because of the investment they made in him, a fifth round pick, I wouldn't be nervous at all.
I'd be terrified for him.
Well, hold on. If his career... Yeah, but I'm not invested in Shador the way maybe that you are.
Oh, I am.
Well, so wait. You're anticipating...
It's my favorite football team.
Are you saying that is the quarterback of the future for the Browns, Shador?
No.
Because I've assumed that he's probably not. The fact that he was taken where he was taken.
What I'm nervous about is that you were to take...
So what's to be nervous about?
Because it's still a guy that fell in the draft, and you're putting him as QB1 to start the year against defenses that are actually playing for keeps now. OTAs are fun. This is... None of this... I mean, the teaching and what you can get matters, but all the conversation around it, us talking about... It doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. This actually counts.
See, my thing is, Kenny, if he was starting week one, I'd be excited. I'd been like, holy cow, they were going to be very conservative. They were going to trot out either Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett. The fact that Shador has risen in the ranks all the way to starting week one for a team that most think are going to be really bad, that tells me that he has really impressed everybody in that building. And that to me would be like, hey, maybe he's actually got a chance here.
If he starts week one, I'm even more nervous for a couple of different reasons. One, I want him to be successful, and you start a season with a guy who is a fifth round pick, whatever. I'm going to be nervous for him. I don't know if he's going to be able to protect himself within the confines of what an NFL game is, too. I got to look at everybody in that front office and go, wait a minute. He's your week one starter now against the Cincinnati Bengals on September 7th. Do any of you know what you're looking
at? Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, when it comes to a quarterback. Do any of you do? Because if he ended up being good, I'd say, great, we're good.
No, you wouldn't care.
But they got lucky.
Yeah.
They got lucky.
The teams get lucky.
You took a guy in the third round.
San Francisco got lucky.
You took a guy in the third round. You puffed your chest out. Yes.
And they went to the Super Bowl.
Totally true. You got lucky with Brock Purdy. Got lucky, and that's fine. But I would have major concerns about our front office still, where it's like, man, you guys got lucky with Shedeur Sanders, and that's great. What are you going to do to put around him? Because I still have major questions about everything else, including how you evaluate the most important position, because you took a guy in the third round ahead of him, and I don't even know if you had a thought to take Shedeur Sanders. And if Shedeur ends up being your first over, or your week one starter, then what are you looking at with the quarterback other than you just got lucky?
To that, though, I already have all those concerns about the front office and their drafting and they're evaluating the talent. I mean, obviously, I have those concerns because I said in the offseason, if it were me, I would make the change. I would go in a new direction with the front office. They did not. They Andrew Berry is still there. They value stability. Okay, yes, I have all those concerns you just said. Made no sense to me. Certain acts, certain parts of their draft did not make much sense to me at all. Doesn't mean I don't think there might be good players there. Doesn't mean that I don't think they might get lucky. Hey, teams do get lucky. I mean, I can't say that the Baltimore Ravens didn't get a little lucky with where they drafted, you know, their future two-time MVP. I mean, clearly they did.
I get that. And then I would look at it and say, if he were even better than what people expect, then I think, why didn't you go out and get somebody you might be able to? Why didn't you take him in the third round?
Yeah, I agree.
Why didn't you take anybody that could help him out? Now I got this other QB that probably isn't going to get a shot. I got Zach saying he's not even of NFL caliber, which is probably a strong commentary, but that's what he said. That's not what I said. Why couldn't we get anything more? Like, I in a weird way, I'd feel so great that we got lucky and we finally got this guy. And then I go, all right, what are you guys going to do in the first round now to help this kid out? And are you guys going to go ahead and pick wrong square pegs and round holes and wrong players to help out Shedeur Sanders? Because unless he is the next Tom Brady, he's going to need some help getting off the ground. And my God, if they go out there and they continue to do this, you're going to have a real big problem on your hands here, Tone. I think a lot of people would be surprised. I think a lot of people would be angry. I think a lot of people would be excited. I'd just be scared. I'd be afraid for them. I'd be afraid for him. I'd be nervous. I'd be shocked, and then my first reaction would be nerves.
Yeah, I might say Super Bowl, Super Browns
with you to get myself excited about it, but I think I'd be trembling.
I'd be nervous in a good way because I already assume this year is not going to be a good year, so I'm not worried about losing games. Are you? Who cares?
I am.
Really?
Yes.
This year?
Yes.
They're supposed to lose at least 12 games.
And I want to negate that as much as I possibly can. Why wouldn't I be worried about losing games?
I got to go back to what we talked about yesterday about what your goals were for this season. I'm assuming bad season. I'm assuming Vegas is accurate. I don't think we have the 32nd best roster in the NFL, but maybe we just have different expectations for the season.
I don't think we have different expectations. I expect them to certainly... I expect them to lose double-digit games. If that's 10 or 13 or whatever, I expect them to lose double digits. But I'm not going to be fine with it. I don't know. I don't want to have to fire people and look for other people and have to do all this over again and feel like I wasted two quarterbacks when I'm going to use two more picks. I'm going to use four picks on quarterbacks over the next 2 years. Do we not know this? Like, depending on how this thing works,
I think because I know.
At worst, we'd use three.
I think that's the.
Or at best, we'd use three.
That's why I feel like I do, because I already can't believe we're in this situation. No. And because we've got the quarterbacks that we took inexplicably in the third round and the fifth round. That,
well, ultimately, we agree with each other, but I get what you're saying.
But I'm not going to be sitting there with the butterflies that I have for, like, Ohio State, Michigan. Like, no, we're supposed to lose a bunch of games.
I will have butterflies.
The rest of the league assumes we're going to lose a bunch of games, and the rest of the league assumes we're going to be taking a quarterback, maybe number one overall next year, maybe two or three.
I will have butterflies, without a doubt, because I want him to do well. I want Dylan Gabriel to do well. You know what? If they just started Kenny Pickett week one or something like that, or certainly Joe Flacco, I don't know if I'm feeling confident. I'm just feeling...
Well, Sam Monson thinks you're wasting the year.
I'm feeling better. Because Sam looks at it from 30,000 feet. I'm sorry, you have to spend some time with the people actually in the building at some point. No offense to Sam. I respect Sam. Eraser phrase. But if we're just going to sit here and talk about that, I can give you example after example of teams that, felt that they were wasting the year winning some football games. And again, we oddly find them at the top of the draft every single year. The teams that think you're wasting time... winning football games are always at the top of the draft because they're still losing football games.
I guess it's just we philosophically, me and you, one of the things we've debated over the years, I've always said, hey, when you have lower expectations, it's easier for you to watch. Like when Baker came in that first year, I had no expectations. And so when he played well right away, I was like, holy cow, this is exciting. When they have no expectations, which is what they have this year, you take the nail biting out of it. Like I'm not going to be sitting there week one worried about whether they lose. I'll be like, well, the expectation is lose. Low expectations, I think, sometimes can be fun because anything will come off looking pretty good.
I just don't see it that way. I think there's so much there. I don't want to waste another year.
I think you're setting yourself up for failure because if you are coming in saying they're not going to win a bunch of games, but I'm nervous. For Shedeur, when he goes out there, I'm like, probably a fifth round pick starting for one of the worst teams in football. That normally is a formula for bad season.
So I'm setting myself up for failure?
Yeah, if you are coming in nervous already about what you think the reality is probably going to be. Like, it's probably not going to be a good viewing experience for Ken Carmen week one if Shedeur Sanders is the starter.
Well, what if he ends up being good?
That's awesome. That's going to be amazing. That's why I'm saying I'm in a good place with that.
I want to
like,
trust.
That will be so much fun.
I want to trust the people evaluating him,
I don't think you have that trust. Do you?
Doesn't no,
sound like
God,
you do.
No.
So that's
it
already
sound
gone.
Like it, no.
For them to win that back, that would be fun.
It would be, but it would be even more despairing if I lost even whatever trust I have, I were to lose even more and then throw up my arms on this. I don't want to have to use at best three picks on a quarterback, Nick, for this year and next year. I don't want to have to do that. And in all reality, you're probably not going to be as bad as what some think you're going to be. So if you win six or seven games, you're going to have to use four picks on quarterbacks.
You're taking the over then. On the season.
On the
season. Well, we're probably not as bad.
If I'm taking six or seven wins, but six or seven wins still isn't going to be good. There's going to be plenty of people saying same old Browns. You're going to lose to some of these teams that are still going to look at you in a different way. And it's another year older for all your good players.
No, I disagree. If they won seven games with Shador, you'll be really excited.
If they won seven games and they don't have to draft a quarterback next year, that's a huge, huge win.
Yeah, that means you've taken a big step forward at the most important position in football.
That means you're using those two first round picks on things that help Shador or Dillon Gabriel.
If you're winning seven games with Dillon Gabriel or Shador Sanders, I think there's a conversation to hold on to Shador or Dillon Gabriel. Mm-hmm. If you're winning six or seven games, let's call perception what it is. You win six or seven games with Kenny Pickett, I think we're talking Lenore Sellers, Garrett Nussmeier, and the list goes on.
Drew Aller.
We're having that conversation, man. There is no doubt about it in my mind. But yeah, I'd be nervous for Shador and everybody involved if he were the week one starter. I would want those fears to be calm. Guardians had the performance of the year last night against the New York Yankees. That coming up in just a few minutes. 216-474-0092. That and you guys are going to eliminate a bunch of jobs. I hope you people are happy. I hope you're happy with yourselves. Peter in Eastlake first. Hello, Peter.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Peter.
Ken, you're going to work yourself into a you're already tying yourself into a knot that can't be untied, and I'm honestly worried you're going to give yourself a stroke or a heart attack if you keep freaking out like this. Your expectations for this season, although you hope the Browns do well or exceed expectations or have a winning record in some way, you shouldn't be going into this season stressing about these games at all, because you're going to work yourself into such a shoot.
I think you're going to work you. No, Peter, you're wrong. You're going to work yourself into a shoot, not me. Boom. How you like
Who
that?
Who saw that coming?
Because you know
really
what's going to happen?
I really don't think so.
Oh, yeah. You know what's going to happen? I'll go ahead and I'll take your guys' look into it. I'll go, hey, house money, no big deal. What are you going to do if they lose? And then you know what happens by week seven, Peter? You call in and you're on the verge of dropping F-bombs because you guys won't hold this team accountable. Where's your passion for this? Where does the buck stop, Ken? If you guys don't call out the Browns, then who's going to call out the Browns for this losing? I know how this goes, and you do too, Peter. So I'm going to try to hold them to a high standard. All the time.
I don't ask you to hold them to a high standard. If you remember last year in October, I don't think they're going to be good for a long time. So, like, I'm not going into these next couple seasons with any high hopes or with any high expectations. I hope they do well. I hope they prove me wrong. I hope they prove a lot of us wrong. But I really think that you're going to cause some actual damage to yourself physically and mentally if you keep going on. I actually agree with Tone.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I hardly agree with – well, that's not true. I do agree with Tone on a lot of stuff, but on this point, you're going
politics.
To hurt yourself.
Nice.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. You're going to work yourself into so many shoots this
but
year.
Isn't this ultimately what you want? Isn't this ultimately what you want?
I just want them to be good and not embarrass the city.
If I don't get mad at Tone and yell, like there's times where I go, no, I'm not going to yell at you. I'm not going to get loud. I'm not going to get mad. And thank you for the call. And then I get cussed out because I don't get loud and I get mad at Tone. I'm not going to do it. But I already know how I give you what you want. You are going to want me, if I sit here and tell you that this season doesn't matter the entire summer and it's no big deal, and then they go out there and they actually lose football games that you care about, you are going to want me to scream and yell about this football team. And if I sit here every Monday, hey, you guys said it wasn't going to be a big deal. Okay. I know how this goes.
No, there's no doubt.
And I know
how
you'll call me out for it, too.
Well, it'll just be fire the coach, fire the GM, right? That'll just be this team needs to reboot, and you're not going to allow this organization to be able to dictate what next year will be the biggest draft in the history of the Browns. You're going to hear that over and over and over.
Great. I haven't heard that a million times already.
I don't believe there's any way in hell you're going to sit here on a Monday and go, who cares?
No, I won't. That's not me. I can't do that. I won't do that. So to take Peter's advice is impossible. And I'll finish it up on this real quick. Because, again, we got Mary Kay at 8:20, and we got some other things we got to get to because I want to play this Jim Schwartz audio coming up here at around 8:03 here. But I'll finish this part up on this. People can't understand why I would still be leery about this front office if Shedeur Sanders were to start as a fifth rounder and ended up being the guy. I want people to go back and look at the Colts with Andrew Luck. You can luck your way into players, or you can just lose your way into a player in their case because they lost Peyton Manning for injury and he had to go to Europe and get worked on and come back and then they were all done. And you can still be a hapless franchise. Andrew Luck had great years ahead of him. Andrew Luck had a spleen injury, for crying out loud, took a beating because they consistently ran by idiots, drafted guys who were terrible around Andrew Luck. And if you think you're sick now about some of the players that we've taken, again, why are people pissed about this entire franchise over the last 3 years? Because Baker Mayfield isn't here. It always goes back to that. Mm-hmm. Why isn't Baker Mayfield here? Because it all started in week two against the Houston Texans, if I'm not mistaken. Might have been a week later. I'm not sure. It gets hazy. But who was the player that short-armed the pass that got intercepted when Baker tried to make the tackle? It was your third-round wide receiver who was afraid to play football. So, yeah, if you have Shedeur Sanders do well when you drafted, when he fell to you, by God handing him to you in the fifth round, I'm not going to be any more confident. I will be more confident as DeJuan Jones stays healthy and plays at a high level at left tackle. I will be more confident if Quinshon Judkins gets me 1,000 yards. I don't want to put numbers on it, but it looks like a very good running back. I'm going to be a hell of a lot more confident if Carson Schwechinger ends up being one of the guys that has good odds for Defensive Rookie of the Year. That's where I'll be confident. Or I'll start to be confident again. Because we go up and down these draft lists. Okay, fine. You got lucky with Shedeur Sanders. Now you have to go get him help in the first round with 2 first-round picks. Okay. I don't want the ghost of Jed Wills to scare anybody. 216-474-0092. Best performance of the year last night for the Cleveland Guardians.
It was awesome. It was awesome to go into Yankee Stadium and silence those hitters and make sure that Aaron Judge doesn't kill you. They've done all of that. It was check, check, check. It was great outing.
Luis Ortiz, I think, is coming along. I'm getting more confidence in him. I hope Pirates fans are watching him because I want to feel better about Luis Ortiz, and I want them to feel somewhat worse because they're still Steelers fans over there, and what the hell. I know they've had it tough enough as it is. I like what Luis Ortiz did last night. I don't know how anybody couldn't. It is a confidence-building game. And you need it in the middle in this sandwich between Carlos Rodon, who you are most of the time unhittable against, and then you're going up against Max Fried tonight, who is probably the leader in some sports books for Cy Young.
Yeah, I mean, tonight, I'm guessing, are they big underdogs? Tonight, just basically any time that this dude has pitched, the Yankees have been big favorites. And so, you know, what I'm looking at, though, bigger picture, is we did say stakes are higher. It's the Yankees. I told you I've gotten more reaction, more tweets, more texts, just because it's the Yankees and Yankee Stadium. With all that said, regardless of whether they win 2 out of 3 or lose 2 out of 3 with this rubber match, is anybody else starting to realize that if they can get anything hitting-wise the rest of the year, like, who is going to want to go up against their starting rotation, especially if Bieber comes back and is even 80% of Shane Bieber? Like, are you not starting to have a runway here for a baseball team that actually could make noise?
I mean, dare you say...
3 weeks ago, I said no. 3 weeks ago, I'm like, what's their identity? I think we're realizing what the identity was always supposed to be with this team.
And dare you say, by the way, Nolan Jones again 1 for 3 last night.
There you go.
Dare you say that the fog starts to lift on this baseball team, and then we get to the point... I don't think anything is going to change. I don't think they're going to go out and make trades that add to this baseball team. I don't think they're going to put themselves into the position. I think that they will count David Fry, and if Lane Thomas is able to come back in some modicum of time with the plantar fasciitis, and Shane Bieber, I think that they'll... And you hate hearing that, but you know it's true. They're going to add those guys as your big additions during this season and during the trade deadline. That's what they'll count it as. And I know that we got some players coming up, but if the fog can lift and you can prove yourself, not just against the Yankees, it's a big, tough stretch of games. You got Houston coming to town starting tomorrow. It's a big, tough stretch of games. If you can prove yourself against some of these, I think it matters a great deal, and it should matter a great deal to the fan base and to the franchise. The story that came out overnight... This was updated last night at around 8 o'clock. Rob Manfred says Major League Baseball is going to propose the automated ball strike challenge system for 2026. This is from Evan Drellick of the Athletic. That teams would start with 2 challenges per game that they could challenge for balls and strikes. As of right now, it says human umpires would still make the vast majority of ball strike calls. Teams would start each game with those two challenges to the umpire's opinion of the balls and strikes. I don't like the idea, and I know I'm in the very, 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 very vast minority. One, I like the human element of sports. I'm joking about the removing jobs and things like that, even though, you know, umpires, if you remove the ball strikes and them calling it, where are we actually going to stop on this stuff? I don't like taking out the human element of it. I don't think the fans are going to like taking out the human element, because now if it just comes down to a challenge, I don't get to see what are some of the fun things to see at a ballpark, which is the chance for a manager to get thrown out of a baseball game for cussing out an umpire, because balls and strikes are your last bastion for it, are they not?
Yeah, probably.
Aaron Judge chirping from the dugout, getting thrown out in the first inning.
They'll get a blown call on the base pass every once in a while.
But that you have the challenge. So every once in a while, you have a great, 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 rare occasion. But back in the day, it was every night could be a possibility. If you had Terry Collins, if you had Bobby Cox, if you had one of these other guys, they'd go out there and they'd cuss out the umpire on a drop of a hat, and you get to have fun and have a blast doing it. Now, we're taking some of that away. And I will always say, you take away the framing, take away the human element, guys aren't afraid to chase, they don't need to chase anymore, they know where the strike zone is. it takes away a lot of the fun for me. I know I'm going to get killed for that opinion, but it takes away a lot of the fun.
I don't know that you'll get killed. I think people have always resisted having automated balls and strikes. I've wanted them for a long time. I don't know why we waste our time. Like we're basically admitting that we have the technology to perfect balls and strikes, but yet we're going to have challenges to stop the game. Like, why would we even have challenges? Just go to the automated balls and strikes, and then there's no challenges, and you're speeding up the game. We have the technology. It's there. You obviously, anybody that's watched tennis the last how many years know the technology has been here for a long time. So what are we waiting for? Let's go. Let's get this thing cooking.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.